All right, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 is the basic scripture that need to be fulfilled now more than ever in the body of Christ, because of, let's use these two terms, body of Christ and the crisis that are coming up on the scene system-wise, satanic-wise, worldwide, and many other reasons that the church has to understand the foundation of apostolic ministry. And everybody's not going to be an apostle, but you can be an apostolic believer. In other words, insight in the spirit world will be imparted to you by the apostolic anointing, right? So therefore, the government, the authority, the anointing, the wisdom, the revelation, the knowledge, the understanding that will be needed during these times will have to come from a spiritual structure that is ordained by God. And so in Ephesians 4, it's laid out what should be taking place. It's a grace. If you look at the Ephesians 4, 7, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So there's grace. I want you to note that, class. And I want you to note gifts, gift of Christ. Now, those two are going to be important along this line, that it's a divine grace period, or it's a supernatural understanding of grace, and also a deeper understanding of the gift of Christ. Those with the crisis that is transpiring, and it's really not crisis, because prophetically the Lord had already told us about it, that these days were coming. Sure. Now the shifting that we have to make, the modern church have to make, is from technology and all those things they're dependent on, use those things, but they're not powerful enough structures to handle what's going on now. Do you hear me, Catherine? Free. Do you hear me? It's not powerful enough, Timothy. It's not powerful enough to handle what's coming up. So my job, our job in the school, this school of ministry, is to train you that you'll know how to flow in these times. Okay? Now, so it can't be no drifting now. You gotta know exactly where you're going, how to deal with things. The 8th verse said, wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. And here it is again at the end of this 8th verse, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, and that's in captured at 9th and 10th verse to explain it. And now he that ascended, that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. And you know, he died for us. He that descended, the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now we go down to in 11th verse is where the church must take her stand now. Really, I mean, can't go through the motion now. This got to be a reality. This got to be a revelation. And he gives some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now you read on down to the 16th verse. I'm going to start off here in this teaching. And it says, welcome to the world of change. It's a changing world, isn't it? Uh-huh. Now some of these things, Ephesians 4, 11, 16 is actually the foundation of Scripture. If we begin with number one, this is the most powerful prophetic time in the destiny of nation. It's a powerful prophetic time because it has been prophesied that these times were coming. But yet, it's no surprise, it shouldn't be a surprise to you, but how to, we're not talking about surviving now. We're not talking about how to survive, how to thrive in time like these. It's going to have to be a, listen very carefully, spiritual thriving. Mm-hmm. Ain't no money thriving, all that's coming in play. Sure. But you're going to have to be able to thrive spiritually, mm-hmm, and know how to function in the spirit. So this is a powerful prophetic time that we're living in, just prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, nobody know what time, what hour, but all the symptoms and stuff are adding up. But it shouldn't bring fear to us if we know how to function properly in the spirit. The years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned. Now, I love this. I underline it. With abundant grace. Mm-hmm. Abundant grace. We're going to need abundant grace and also governing territorial churches. So you're in the school, and I have LTMA ministers. I have to train you all that there's a higher government coming in the church, but they're going to be apostolic. And they're going to drop down to the prophet and go on to the pastor, teacher, and evangelist. But the apostolic aspect has to be there. The book of Acts. Book of Acts. Power. Moving in the spirit. Moving in signs, wonders, and miracles. And so abundant grace and governing a government, let's use the word government, spiritual government, going to have to be at its highest peak. And in order for that to happen, we're going to have to understand Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 and understand the office of an apostle. You look in the Bible and you see he's first a servant, then he's an apostle. But that office has something in it that the church must have now. I'm proud to say I've been a pastor for 47 years. Just being a pastor won't be able to impart to the believers what they need imparted. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, and Junior says all the time, he's not just teaching you, he's imparting some things to you. So there's a mantle an apostolic believer will wear. There's an anointing they will wear. There's an authority they will wear, mm-hmm, beyond normal pace to be able to handle situations that arise. Sure. Also, it points out that it'd be a time of manifestation. And it says of the revivalist type of ministry, but I want to add on revolution and reformation will take place during these times. Mm-hmm. The spirit world will go to a divine altitude, an altitude that a normal person won't be able to breathe in. Mm-hmm. Just knowing scriptures, memorizing scriptures. How you pronounce your name? Lafonia? L-A-F-O-N-I-A? Page? Miss Page? You understand? There's an atmosphere that the average church member is not going to be able to breathe in. And it's up to us as ministers of the gospel to whoever God sent us to minister to get them in a deeper dimension of the breath of the Holy Ghost. Let's say it that way. How to function with the Holy Ghost. How to function in a invisible atmosphere, but yet it's visible to you. You understand that?
Yep.
Yeah. In other words, everything look chaotic.
Yes.
But not to you.
Right.
Because you know you can have, you know God got you covered, you see. So manifestation is important. You know, just information is good, but manifestation is important. Now, it's one thing about the apostolic ministry. You're going to have some manifestation. The apostolic believer is going to have manifestation. And I'm going to use a word here, two or three things here. These apostolic ministries and what we are training you to become and team will become the stronger men of their city. In other words, you're going to be able to recognize the apostolic ministry. And one of the reasons you're going to be able to recognize them. Watch this. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you govern it. See, that's so important, because when you talk about the apostolic ministry, you're talking about government. You're talking about supernatural power being released, signs, wonders, and miracles, for lack of a better word, on normal basis. You know, I think the church got to a place where she things got to be special moments for things to happen. But it will start happening, because as the enemy rise and the anointing going to rise and manifestation will be taken. In the book of Acts, they had to have that, because there was so much against the church. But then you get a man lame, just walk out, start walking, that changed the whole deal. You see what I'm saying? Then you got two men praying and praising God in jail, and everything falling loose. You know, that get around in town pretty fast. And then you take a handkerchief from a man, and the man get up and walk and get you healed. Yep. You know, so it's powerful. So another thing is, I like this word too. Not only that, I like the word, the spiritual atmosphere, but it's talking about keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. So there's a spiritual climate that had to be kept conducive and correct, an ongoing victory. So actually, God will show himself more strong in these times than when there was a less opposition. See, now let's see why he raising this type of churches, these apostolic churches across the earth. And listen to what it says, to be responsible to keep the heaven open for the Lord. Mm. Keep the heaven open. So we'll find out down further that statistic is showing that we have a lot of flesh churches that has risen. And they're not going to be with all this little dancing and all this stuff. It's not going to work.
Right.
You need to be real. You got to be a real anointing, real wisdom, real knowledge, real faith. It's the only thing going to be able to handle these times. Keep the heavens open. Isn't that something? Glory to God. Huh? Keep the heaven open for the Lord. In other words, so the Lord can do what he desired to do, Kimberly. You're designed to keep the heaven open. Emmanuel, I hope, K-N-I-S-H-A, done? Kanisha, y'all listening? I know you were wondering why I call your name. I got you. I'm looking right at you. You never know where the apostle is. Looking right at you with a red shirt on. Boy, we got a red shirt, huh? Those who have been listening attentively and obeying God's prophetic voice are about to see the greatest fulfillment of prophecy in their lives. And I wrote down Proverbs 4:20 and 23. It just struck me to write that down. Then I'm going to go back up to the other point about the apostolic mandate and authority being placed upon these churches, these awesome days of demonstration. I want to write there 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 10, one of my favorite scriptures on preaching the gospel. And yet depend on the Holy Ghost. And then when I talk about listening attentively and prophetic voice about to see the great fulfillment, that's Proverbs 4:20 through 23. Now notice what it said here. This is, it called it a new breed. The new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. See, the last day church can't be like the first day church, per se. Like I say, a lot of modernization have come to take the place of the Spirit. But we need move of God. We need move. As a matter of fact, I sense the Holy Ghost now. We need move of the Spirit that oh my goodness, that the Spirit can manifest, orchestrate, organize. See, and demonstration of the Spirit need to be seen, not just jump and shouting, but actually profound presence of God, His presence, knowing how to invoke His presence, and knowing that He's standing right by you. He's real, you see. We don't have no fictitious God. We don't have no cartoon God. He's a real God. And He manifests, if He's praised, and if He's honored in His word, and if we follow instruction, you will have an unction on you that is not normal. Your presence, His presence make your presence different. And people need to sense that. People know when somebody moving in the Spirit. They know when the Lord is present, because you can try the Spirit by the Spirit. And we're gonna need to be anointed. What he said, Isaiah 10:27? Yeah, it's the anointing to destroy the yoke and remove the burden. So it's so important. Jesus announced His ministry from Luke 4:18, you remember?
Yep.
He announced His ministry to give us 4 or 5 categories of the anointing. And then again, it was announced in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. So anointing is so important here. And now we're talking about apostolic anointing. We're talking about I have to say it, some will wrestle with it, but I have to say it, if there's ranks there, the apostle, the prophet, there have to be ranks of anointing. It has to be. I mean, it's nothing about the person per se, but it's about the calling and the time the person has spent in the calling.
Yes.
Now, some of these people call themselves apostles, come out yesterday. They're not apostles.
Right.
And somebody point their finger and say, I plead the Spirit of the Lord on you, you're apostle. Don't. You can't go out on that. One of the grandest measurement of the apostle is this. I'll spell it for you. S-E-N. Why y'all not clapping your hand? sent by God. All right, sent by God. And then I'll give you another word that you can always relate to. I'll give you another word. S-P-E-N-D-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. Was that spending?
Yep.
Yeah. That person had to spend time with God over a protracted period of time.
Yes. Yes.
And have to see certain things happen and see how God handled it. Mm-hmm. Before he can stand or she can stand for you and talk about, I'm an apostle. What fruit do you have in your life? What production? What have you done? Everybody praying.
Yeah.
You know, people memorizing scripture, that don't make you to stand in that office. How long you been in it? What have you done? What have you accomplished? What fruit, what production you have, you know. And a man had a man run down the floor in a meeting. He won't prophesy. I don't know him. He don't prophesy in this meeting. The spirit at peak. Anybody can make a little show when the spirit at peak. And so I just told him, write it down. When I write it down, it was just generic. You know, you got generic prophesying. It just, you all prophesy just alike. And then the Lord said, you got to watch that. The fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. Now that's the fullness of the prophetic and apostolic. Now I told you, I have not told you, class, 20 years before I stepped out in the apostolic office, been in ministry 48 years, a man prophesied to me about being an apostle and how many people's lives going to be changed. And you know, for 20 years, I never paid no mind until I was on an RV trip and my wife was on the computer and I crossed the floor to go sit down. And he said, I've called you to be an apostle. now I got to get busy because I don't know what an apostle is. And so I start studying some of the material I'm teaching you in this session, going to put you in an apostolic, informative matter where you understand the truth, all right? And so it's so important, listen, the fullness of the prophetic, well, I was going to tell you something else. And then I was in another state, standing up, I was about on the 27th floor, looking out the window, and the Lord said, I call you to be a prophet also. I said, my God. Because, you mean, some people say, well, you think you're an apostle and a prophet? Well, that was what the Lord told me.
Come on.
And so I accepted it. I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it. See, the apostolic had to do with government. All right? The prophetic is declaration and decrees of supernatural functioning that is happening in the present and in the future. Mm-hmm. All right? So this apostolic dimension we wait before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. Now it now look what pace, the word pace, I want you to understand. It's another pace in the spirit, another dimension in the spirit that is coming forth that I want you to be prepared for. It will set the pace for the emergence of the governing apostolic anointing to impact the city and influence the nation. Now, we're doing that already. It started. Now, some hiding behind the wall, but they're writing notes. Mm-hmm. And they recognizing, I have 100, probably 1,000 new partners coming in. People realize. Let me give you this again, because I want you to see this. When this apostolic dimension start being birthed, it will set the pace for the emergence of the governing apostolic anointing. Governing, write that down, governing apostolic anointing. See, that's what the church been missing. To impact the city and influence the nation. Mm-hmm. See. Because God's people all over the world, they need this now. They're all over the world. They're hungry. They love God. They have sold out for God. They're praying. They're praising God. They're singing. But Salome, they got to understand there's another anointing. There's a higher degree, Priscilla. There's a higher degree of anointing that is available.
Yep.
Okay, now, wherever you are right now, when you're listening to this broadcast, that anointing can set right where you are on you and begin to transform you into another dimension in the spirit.
Yep.
While you're sitting there, wherever you are, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So now, it will set the pace for the emergent of the governing, I want to repeat that, apostolic anointing to impact the city and influence the nation. It says here we will begin to see governing churches. We ain't seen much of that. That will become the spiritual womb to bring forth, listen, the greatest manifestation of a apostolic power the nation have ever seen. Yeah, it's Paul, you know, the signs and the wonders. Wherever Paul went, you look in the book of Acts, Peter and them, they had evidence that there was a supernatural level that God had designed for all us to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Harry's name is? R-A-F-I-Q-U-E. Rafi and Miss Terry, his wife. You listening? Where you from? You know where you're from?
Virginia.
All right. How apostle? Apostle seeing me? How apostle? That's all right. This is apostolic. we set the pace for governing the apostolic church. All right. The churches in many lands. Listen to this. I want you to get this, and I want you to get it personal, because this is going to be your lifestyle and your family, in your ministries where you are. Always respect your leader now. But you're going to learn some things. Some of y'all going to church. Y'all got to respect your leader. Don't go running your mouth. Come on. Apostle said this. I want to talk to you, Pastor. Come here. No, don't do that.
That's right.
Yeah, don't do that. Respect the men and women of God. Because I'm about to read something to you now. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation. Get that down. Restriction. Get that down. Number two. Fear of men. Number three. And religious hierarchy. Number four. To fulfill their destiny in God. That's a mouthful now. I'm going to get it again. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation. Now, you see what they're trying to do now. Put limitation on us. They've been trying to do it. Restriction. Look what we went through with the pandemic. Staying out of church, not having service. Restriction, fear of men, and religious hierarchies to fulfill their destiny in God. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
Yeah, so that had to be dealt with, but it had to be dealt with, Kevin, supernatural. Hey, Karen in here too, Karen Thomas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know she was in school. Good. Supernatural, it had to be dealt with. Are you hearing me? All right, now. Get this and you know it. When it happens, you say, man, Apostle thought of that. The years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. Yeah, prophetic drama. In other words, you've been told about it already. See, this isn't nothing new. What's going on now? All this crazy stuff going on. We in school here, but just the performance service, eight people got killed?
Concert.
Eight people got killed, 100 injured? Mm-hmm. Huh? With just unspiritual stuff, just acting. I'm not against the actor, but I'm just telling y'all in school, like I gotta tell y'all, that's crazy, man.
Yes.
That's crazy, but that more of that coming. You ain't never saw nobody got killed running to the altar at the church. They don't run that fast. See? Are you following me?
Yeah.
So it's strange. It's crazy. But it's prophetic drama. In the last day of the evil time.
Yeah.
Now, that's a drama there. What happened to eight people that lost their loved one.
Yes.
And some more might die. See what I'm saying? We will see unusual manifestations of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. Wherever the apostolic or wherever the anointing is real, there's a reverential presence. People respect it. People got spirit and they can understand. So we will see unusual manifestations. Write down unusual manifestation. Manifestation is plural. Of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. And we need that holy fear. How many of y'all know we need that holy fear? I need it.
Yes.
Yeah, I need it to stay respectful, to stay, do what God tell me to do. Don't let my soul and my body get out of place. Are you following me? Tony, I can say your name. You got Tony Tyler. I can say that. His other name. I'm looking at Segrit, Sedgric, Hopkins. I'm saying that right? I call him Brother Hopkins. Pay attention. Expect, because you're a student of this school and the various instructors that are under the mantle of apostleship, expect unusual manifestation of God manifesting in your life. Mm-hmm. I like this one. We will see the manifested presence of God in our midst.
Yes. Manifested presence of God.
Oh, my. That's my love there. I've seen it many times, but I still got room for more.
Yep.
You see his manifested presence in our midst. You see, when them office get in place that are apostle and prophet, when they get lined up and begin to function together as a team with respect for one another, God's presence going to manifest, God's government going to manifest, God anointing going to manifest God's authority, going to manifest God's sign, going to manifest God's wonders, going to manifest God's miracles, going to start manifesting when they should have been manifesting all the time. But we've jammed God's church with so much activity,
yes,
with no anointing.
None.
So much showmanship with no supernatural. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And so once you get in this area, holiness and sanctification and pureness will be no problem. You'll be so far over on the other side, you will have your body and your soul under control of your spirit, which is under the control of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to be telling you about live clean. Y'all ought to know that already.
Right.
I'm trying to take you to another dimension. If you're still clowning with your body, you ain't ready for this.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? You need to be holy. You need to be sanctified. Yep. Amen. 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 If you want to see the manifested presence of God, God ain't coming in no dirt, I'm telling you right now. God don't mess around with pollution. Okay, how good you think you can preach? If you pollute it, you can have a substitute sound or substitute presence, but it ain't God. His real presence. Now, if I talk about it long enough, I sense his presence coming right now. See, I can sense the presence of God when I get over that area. I remember reading a book. I had read the book two or three times. I'm sitting on my porch reading the book about getting in the presence of God. And God said, "You stop reading this book. You done passed them up." Over the years, over the years, that they need to be reading the book I pray, getting the presence of God. We will arrive to the maturity of childlikeness in character. Now, that's so important.
Yes.
Childlikeness. I'm going to come back to that. Paving the way for covenant relationship. Write down the maturity of childlikeness in character. Let me read the statement. I'll come back and emphasize it these next few minutes. We will arrive to the maturity of childlikeness in character, paving the way for covenant relationships to be birthed in his church. Now, this childlikeness in character is so important in the spirit realm. You have to be willing to yield.
Yeah.
Your inabilities, your inadequacies, your insufficiencies, and your weaknesses, and your fear, and you're incapable of doing something, that's fine. But it's not you doing it anyway, it's the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so that childlikeness in character keep you from being high-minded. You see, Romans 12:3 will help you here. Paul said, "By the grace given to me, I say to every man, not to think more highly and receptive than other things, but to think soberly as God has given to every man the measure of faith." In other words, you got to stay humble. You got to stay meek. No matter how much God use you, I talk about it just to share with the class. Some of y'all may not know, I preach in Madison Square Garden, I preach in Brazil, I preach in various places, London. So I've been around a while, but it's all to the glory of God. But every impartation that I have on my life is on my life, and you here, aren't you? So it is being imparted to you. Just pay attention. There's absolutely nothing God can't do, but you got to stay in a childlike character. And then it says covenant relationship is also important. This ministry have a threefold vision: change the life of people with the word of God. And then the Lord, after many years, tapped into the other one, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. We got right at 10,000 people within the last how many months? A year and something? About a year? 10,000 people have been brought in the body of Christ by supernatural,
2020.
Almost be 2 years. But that's a lot of people.
Yep.
That's outside the wall of the church. Yep. And that's in India. Where my daughter from?
India.
No, I got another daughter.
Brazil.
And it's spreading all over the world. It's going to spread all over the world. That app. And you as a student in this school right now, get on that app. Everybody, I'm talking to you, Wilson, Latrice. Now, all of y'all sign up on the app. They're going to tell you, I don't know all the technology. Johnny, you and your wife, Cynthia, y'all need to be on the app. Matter of fact, every student of the school got to be on the app. You got to be answering, and you got to be winning people to Christ, or you ain't in this school. Because that's apostolic. I never saw an app like that before. And the Lord gave it to me. And sometimes, let me tell you something, student. Sometimes when the Lord talking to you, he just slip up on you. He'll drop something on your mind, then he'll leave you. He'll let you think a little bit, and he come back and say something else. Then all of a sudden, you're at the end of the road, the thing accomplished, and you don't know how you got there. That's the way he works. Don't panic. Whatever you're dealing with right now, don't panic. Because the Lord is working on it right now. Just keep yourself in his presence. All right, let me try to wrap up here in this session. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saints will allow the Spirit to speak through the saints, oh my, in apostolic power and authority. Let me read that to you again, sir. I want you to get that down. Because you know you're going to have a test. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saints will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saints. Here we go. In apostolic power and authority. Now I say to you as a student in this school, you're going to become a vessel to speak with apostolic power and authority. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. LaFornia, I'm saying it right. Timothy, Gloria, Everett, Chicago, Landholm. I'm saying it right. Sister Landholm, Eric, Vivian, huh? Barbara, y'all listening? Tony, you listening? You see, you didn't connect with this school by accident. God got you here for a reason. There's no diss in the spirit. We have members now all over the world, and they're getting just as anointed as everybody else. They're traveling here by internet. The removing of the anointing from churches. Oh my goodness, it's almost in this session, but it's coming. The removing of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of the God's judgment in his house. In other words, ministers who were anointed but didn't pay attention to the anointing and went with the flow of the system, God pulled his hand back off. Now also for the diamond, we're going to find out that some he pulled his hand off, going to repent, and he going to restore them. And they're going to be more powerful when they come back than when they were, all right? Yes. But there's going to be a judgment. I'm going to deal three things under that. Man, I ain't got time to do all that. The removal of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of God's judgment in his house. Yeah, number one, some will fall away, others will be prematurely moved. Number two, yet others are sidestepped and sidelined. Number three, many previously fallen will be restored into a greater portion of anointing because of their deep repentance and willingness to yield to God's original call. In other words, see, it got a lot of ministries off track now. And they have a genuine call. But if you get involved with numbers and money and popularity, the Spirit can't use you. Wow. Did y'all hear me, Clarence? Yeah, you want the numbers, money, and popularity will pull you from the place where God ordained for you to be. Look at me here. I'm in Darrow. Some of y'all have never been here. You make a point to come out here. It has grown since. We got traffic now. I used to drive, never see a car. They got red light and traffic and all that. And the business in this area don't know why their parking lot was empty for a few years. I kept speaking to it. Now you can't even get a parking place out in the business place. Got a supermarket out there. He don't know why it's been. His food ain't that good. He don't know why they anointed on that store because I spoke of it because it's in this area.
Right.
We moved out of one city called Darrow and move into another city, and the Lord brought the name Darrow down where we moved.
Sure did.
It's just amazing some of the things God have done, you know. All right. God bless. See you next session.